This is Donald Hossig with Loving the Earth Environmental Revolution. Tonight, joining us from New York City is William C. Edstrom. Bill is a biology graduate at Columbia University. He's a forward thinker. He's a visionary. And I'm going to ask him to say a little more about himself. Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you? Thanks. This is my first radio interview. I'm Bill Edstrom. I'm a biologist by training and by education. I have a graduate degree in biotechnology from Columbia University. And the Cancer Elimination Act that we're going to talk about is something I'd love to see happen, and I hope it gets enacted soon, and I hope it successfully concludes this century.
Let's talk about this. What were you thinking? You know, Well, tell us about your idea for writing the Cancer Elimination Act. It's a great name, and it's all about the future and bringing an end to something that's been terrible in our lifetime. What were you thinking?
Sure. It was in thinking about the Cancer Elimination Act, in the summer of 2012, I was speaking with you about carcinogens. And you were going on and on about education and awareness about carcinogens and cancer. Carcinogens cause cancer. Cancer kills people. And in focusing on the education and the awareness about carcinogens and cancer, I thought, why not just eliminate cancer?
Right to the point, and very much, it's cool the way people talk, and I would never done it. I would have never just taken that further step of conceiving of doing legislation, of you know taking the whole project on, so to speak. For me, it as you say, it had always been just educating and trying to bring this change in people's awareness so they could avoid exposures that existed out there and then eventually you know, help out on reducing the amount of chemicals and agents out there that are carcinogens. But I never would have gotten to this stage of planning to do a bill, a piece of legislation that would eliminate cancer. What are the major parts? You've done a lot of the writing now on the Act, the Cancer Elimination Act, and it has various parts to it. What are the major parts of the Cancer Elimination Act?
Yes. The Cancer Elimination Act is a bill. Hopefully the bill will be introduced and will be passed and will become an act, will become a law. There's two co-authors. I'm one author, Bill Edstrom, and you're another author. You've written a portion of the Cancer Elimination Act, too. The Cancer Elimination Act is an 80-year project that will cost $2.4 trillion. It will create more than a million jobs, and it will eliminate cancer. We invest in innovation to find safe alternatives to carcinogens. Carcinogens cause cancer. Cancer kills people. Let's kill carcinogens instead. First, we test the 70 million chemicals that are currently known to the American Chemical Society to get a list of which chemicals are carcinogens and which chemicals are not carcinogens. Most chemicals are not carcinogenic. Most chemicals do not cause cancer. You've heard the lie, everything causes cancer. The truth is everything does not cause cancer. Carcinogens cause cancer. Most chemicals are not carcinogens. So we test the known chemicals, 70 million of them, and we find out which ones are carcinogenic and which ones are not carcinogenic. After the testing, we'll have a list of the million or so chemicals that cause cancer and the list of, you know, 69 million more or less chemicals that do not cause cancer. This is an estimate. We invest in innovation. We create jobs. And we discover safe alternatives to the carcinogens. We phase out the carcinogens, and we phase in the safe alternatives. Next up, we create more jobs. We survey every mile, the air above the surface itself, and 100 feet below the surface. to get the first ever map of toxins and their concentrations mile by mile. With this map, we'll have the first ever map of toxins and their concentrations. And carcinogens are included in this class of toxins. With this map, we create 1 million jobs, hire 1 million workers to clean the environment, separate and filter out what's carcinogenic from what's safe. We clean up the carcinogenic mess left behind by previous generations in the 1900s and the 1800s. No more cancer. That's the Cancer Elimination Act, briefly.
That's a great job of setting it before the public here. Now, once it has been created, you know, we'll go through some drafts on this, and you know, whatever it takes to just get a nice version 2.0 of the Cancer Elimination Act. What are the plans? What plans do you have for promoting passage of this piece of critical legislation?
This is a good question. This is important too. The version 1.0, the first version of the Cancer Elimination Act was finished in January of 2013. Now it's February of 2013. So from here, first up is we're inviting people, anyone, Wikipedia style, to look at the Cancer Elimination Act. It's at cancereliminationact.wordpress.com, and to comment on it, to edit it, to do fact checking, to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And hopefully later this winter or later this year, you know, we'll have a more polished and even more detailed version 2.0 of this first version of the Cancer Elimination Act, which is currently 12 pages. I plan to reach out to as many people as possible to build grassroots supports, to build grassroots support for the Cancer Elimination Act. I also plan on writing to elected officials and contacting elected officials to urge them to adopt the Cancer Elimination Act bill, to introduce this bill to the committee that they think is most appropriate for this bill, and then for a full vote for legislative acceptance and enactment. The sooner we start, the sooner we'll finish. In my estimate, it'll take between 60 years to 90 years. 80 years is probably a good enough time. We might actually be able to accomplish this within 60 years, but this is a long-term project, and you know, like I just mentioned, the sooner we start, the sooner we're going to, you know, successfully achieve this. And that's some immediate plans that I have to try to, you know, make the Cancer Elimination Act happen.
Our group, Cancer Action NY, will certainly be behind this. Being a co-author and being so very focused on the need to bring the days of cancer causing harm to people, put those days behind us, bring an end to those days, I'm going to put, you know, the full force of our little group, it's a very small group, but we're tough and we like working hard. We will certainly promote this bill to the New York State people here. It's nice the way it could be done on the state level, you know, get it started on the state level and see where it goes from there. The ultimate would be to get it going on the national level. It'll have to be done on the national level sooner or later. And I have a congressman, and he will hear about this act, and we'll just see if he's willing to put his name on it and push forward. It's bringing before the House and then get it enacted by the whole Congress. There are going to be obstacles. Let's talk about the three largest obstacles. In your mind, what are the three largest obstacles to the elimination of cancer?
There are obstacles. If I have to try to pin it down to what are the three largest obstacles, I might say ignorance, greed, and complacency. These appear to be major factors helping the cancer side in this war on cancer. The war on cancer was declared decades ago, and I'd love to live to see the day when we finally win the war on cancer. We have the technology. We now have the technology, we have the know-how, and we have the resources to eliminate cancer. It's amazing that we have this know-how, we have this technology, and we have the resources that we can do it. We're that technologically advanced at this point in time, and we have the resources as well. the ignorance of many people to basic facts. For example, 8 million people are killed each year by cancer. One fact that I've repeated at least twice so far, you know, most chemicals are not carcinogenic. Everything does not cause cancer. Carcinogens cause cancer. Cancer kills people. Let's phase out those carcinogens. Let's find the safe alternatives. Let's invest in the innovation, and let's phase out the carcinogens. Let's phase in safe alternatives. So much of what you discussed with me seasons ago, you know, well back in 2012 and now into 2013, the importance of education and awareness so that people know these basic facts. 8 million people are killed each year by cancer. Cancer has become the number one killer in many industrialized nations. Everything does not cause cancer. Carcinogens cause cancer. Most things do not cause cancer. We have the technology. We have the know-how. We have the resources to discover safe alternatives to carcinogens. It's true. It's an amazing fact, and I'm so happy that it is true, and I'm telling you the truth. We have the know-how. We have the technology. We have the resources. We're finally at a point in humankind where we can accomplish this, so let's do it. Let's phase out the carcinogens. Let's phase in the safe alternatives. Another factor is, in my opinion, the greed factor. There are greedy executives who are making a killing by manufacturing, selling, and distributing death. So this is another obstacle that we have to overcome. And for this minority of executives who are profiting, you know, by killing people, they can actually conduct their business by investing in the innovation and finding the safe alternatives and phasing out their carcinogens and phasing in the safe alternatives. We have a patent system, too, that will give them exclusive protection for 17 years on their new discoveries. So, I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity even for these people who are, you know, peddling death right now for a profit, that they have the opportunity to discover the safe alternatives and to then, you know, phase out their carcinogens and phase in safe alternatives to their carcinogens to, you know, help move this forward and to make this happen. The complacency factor is from people who, I don't know how to describe this, but the complacency factor is from people too afraid of change or too afraid of any change, even change for the better. And people who are, for lack of a better word, just too lazy to work for change for the better. So a lot of this is, you know, kind of taking the lead and, you know, motivating people and energizing people and encouraging them to, you know, let's join together. Let's make this happen. Let's phase out the carcinogens. Let's phase in safe alternatives, and let's end cancer this century. Let's, you know, we can do it. Let's join together and let's do it.
You know, I believe that humans will eliminate cancer. That's just my gut sense on this. You know, you've come up with a beautiful, great idea here, and it will truly depend upon what people collectively, you know, in considerable numbers, do, because this can't be done by one or two or, you know, 50 or 100 people. It's going to have to be done by a very large fraction, a large part of the human race will have to endeavor in this. But I believe that it's a worthy cause, and it's, you know, it'll be such a wonderful thing that people rose up and turned this around once the possibilities came to exist for cleaning up the environment and for coming up with the safe alternatives and for avoiding exposures that will exist for a period of time as this work moves forward. It'll be wonderful. And I was going to ask you if you thought we would eliminate cancer, but I'd prefer to just say I believe we will eliminate cancer. You know, what do you believe, Bill?
Cancer will be eliminated. I'm excited about this. My eyes are opened. I'm excited about this. I'm enthusiastic about this. As more people are getting on board, and I'm getting the feedback from people not only in North America, but the feedback is now, you know, we're now starting to get this feedback in from South America, Asia, Europe, Africa. every continent. And this is something that touches the lives of so many people in every village, every town, every city, every nation, every continent. And as more people are looking at this and they're reading this first version, the rough draft, this 12-page rough draft, I'm getting a lot of feedback from people that they see, too, that we have the technology, we have the know-how, we have the resources, we can make this happen. And as more people kind of coalesce and join together, it just makes me more enthusiastic and more, you know, kind of energized that we're going to eliminate cancer, we're going to make it happen. And the Cancer Elimination Act, once again, at cancereliminationact.wordpress.com, and there's also a Facebook page for the Cancer Elimination Act, and the 12-page Cancer Elimination Act is posted at the cancereliminationact.wordpress.com, and it's also at the Facebook page. Everyone's invited, Wikipedia style, to read it, to comment on it, to edit it, to fact-check it, and to make it better so we get to a more polished version 2.0 that could be more than 12 pages, 14 pages, 15 pages, 25 pages. I don't know how long the final bill will be when it's enacted, but it'll be enacted. Once you see the Cancer Elimination Act written out and you see section by section, detail by detail, most of the feedback I'm getting is from people all over the world who are, you know, excited that, you know, this is going to happen. And the question is really, you know, how and when, which legislative body is going to be the first to introduce this bill and to debate this bill and to enact this bill. So hopefully it'll be this decade. Who knows, maybe it'll even be in 2013 or 2014.
Well, the race is on and the energy is building. And this is, you know, this is a good thing we're into here. A wonderful thing. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for coming up with a good idea.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, thanks for the great idea and all the work on writing the act and all the work on starting to promote it. It's coming along. And honor Bill Estrom. This has been Loving the Earth Environmental Revolution. I've been speaking with William C. Estrom. He has a Facebook page, the Cancer Elimination Act. He also has a WordPress site, cancereliminationact.wordpress.com. Let's just get into this. We need the listeners, who's ever going to listen to this radio show here, this program of the radio show. Those who listen, it's up to you. You get into this, and we'll work together on it, and we'll get it done. Good night.